The question was asked, what are the criterion for when we would make a shechiyonu over a new fruit? So technically, when we're making a shechiyonu over a new fruit, it's different than a shechiyonu over a holiday or a shechiyonu over buying a new car. You buy a new car, you make shechiyonu because you now have something that made you very happy and you're thanking God for bringing you to this day. When you get a new grapefruit, there's a new grapefruit on the market, it's a new season of grapefruits, you're not saying a shechiyonu because you're so thrilled to see the grapefruit. What you're thrilled about is that you made it to another season. What you're saying shechiyonu about is you're thanking God for living to see a new season of this fruit. It's a sign that you've made it, you've come around to this season again. And so that's why technically in Shulchan Aruch it says that when you go to the marketplace and you see the new fruit, you could look at the fruit, you could pick it up, but even without picking it up, just when you see it, you can make shechiyonu. It is our custom to await until we actually purchase it and eat it, till we make the shechiyonu. But really, the blessing can be made when you see the new fruit in the marketplace. So, let's say you're going in a marketplace where you don't want to patronize them. You happen to be going through a marketplace where you're worried they're going to use the dividends for terrorist activities. So, you could still make shechiyonu on the new fruit you see there. Because you don't have to own the fruit. What you're saying is, thank God I made it. Technically, in Shulchan Aruch it says that even two types of the same fruit, you can make a shechiyonu over them. So you make shechiyonu on a green apple and a red apple, a green grape and a red grape. We don't really have that custom today, even though technically that is the halacha. For some reason, in the past few generations, we've minimized the amount of blessings we make. We don't make a blessing over seeing a friend we haven't seen in 30 days or in a year. We don't make those blessings as much, at least not with God's name. But that's a new custom. That's relatively new. 100, 200, 300 years ago, they were still saying it with God's name. when you ask about grapefruits, so grapefruit is tricky. Just like saying shechiyonu in the United States is tricky because some fruits are stored all year round. So you have a situation where there's never a shortage in the market. Many of the fruits that you're eating now are a year or 2 years old. They store fruits in a freezer, especially in the United States. They store stuff for a very long time. And I discovered this after the Shemitah year. 2 years after Shemitah, I was in the marketplace buying. And I hadn't realized the store I was buying from had a clause on their hechsher that said, regarding our Shemitah fruit, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. A very funny hechsher. They're telling me it's kosher, except ask your rabbi if it's really kosher. So I call up the mashgiach and I say, what's going on here? So he said, well, tell me which fruit you bought. So I told him, and some of the fruit were citrus fruit, and he said they were really 2 years old. They were stored in storage, and they were really from Shemitah. So that's why it's a little hard today to know over which fruits you can make a shechiyonu, because you have a situation where most of the year you could get most of the fruits. You just have to know which store to go to. So there wasn't really a shortage. It's not like you sense the new season. So here in Israel, it's a little easier because you don't have strawberries year-round. You don't have grapes year-round. It's very hard to find grapes all year. You could go find some specialty store where they'll import it, but it's really hard to find. Maybe if you live in a fancy schmancy neighborhood where you're paying 30 shekel a kilo for everything you buy, so then it's a standard that they import all kinds of stuff. But here in us simple Jews here in Jerusalem, we do have fruits that come and go with the season. You won't find a grapefruit in the marketplace all summer. You won't find a watermelon in the marketplace all winter. So we have an easier time making a shechiyonu. But when it comes to grapefruit specifically, so my impression is that they're still storing grapefruits, that you can still find grapefruits most of the year. I'm not really sure that you have a season when it's not around. And I'm not really sure if the grapefruits that you guys are eating right now are from this year at all. I don't know. It's a little hard to tell.
In the shuk, you would be pretty sure, right?
I bought it in the shuk.
As opposed to Rabbi Levy, let's say.
I'm saying I bought it in the shuk. The story I had was in the shuk.
Right. Wow. There you go.
And the mashgiach said, no, it was brought from cold storage. Yeah.
Well, relating to all that, then what if, why do you